Moody's held a conference in Johannesburg on African economies and their fiscal position today. Taking centre stage was the South African economy, with lead sovereign analyst at Moody's, Lucy Villa, indicating that there was a low likelihood of a downgrade in South Africa's credit rating, adding that it expected, Moody's expected government debt to stabilise. In attendance at the conference was Professor Raymond Parsons from the Northwest University Business School, and he joins me on the line now. Thanks very much, Professor Parsons. I get the sense that Moody's is still on South Africa's side. What did you take away from their pronouncements on our economy and fiscal position?
Good evening, Monty. Yes, look, I think we'll start with the good news, and that was indeed that they saw a prospect that our national debt would be stabilized, and also they made the point that the foreign component of that debt was not so large as to pose an external risk in South Africa. And then, of course, they also indicated that our South African banking system enjoys stability and indeed resilience. And then finally, as you indicated, they're not about to cut our investment grade. But of course, that doesn't mean they may not cut the outlook. You must understand that the outlook at the moment is stable. And if they're not happy with what they find in November, then they might cut the outlook. Because remember, they also did register their concerns, such as about the growth rate, which they have now reduced their forecast from 1% to 2.7.
Yes.
Well, that's not exactly news. All they're doing is they're just catching up with all the rest of us and the Reserve Bank. They have something to say about our public finances, what needs to be put right in terms of the state-owned enterprises, that there's a weak business environment, and that there's policy uncertainty. So I think the issue really is that they are still waving a red flag and saying, look, we expect you to implement what you said you will do, and if you do that successfully, then we will have good news for you in the year ahead. But if you fail to implement what you said you do in terms of the pro-growth reform, well, then we might downgrade our outlook.
Yeah,
so I think that's more or less where we are at the moment, and we should be pleased that they stand between us and, of course, universal junk status, because they are the most positive of the three major agencies.
Absolutely. But then now what happens in practice? Because obviously they say that they expect our debt position to stabilize, and no doubt they would be looking for the government to continue to cut, you know, expenditure and so on. But we are in a real difficult situation. Our economy needs to grow, and we would be looking to the government to at least, you know, provide some sort of stimulus so that things can get moving. So how do you strike the balance between cutting your budget on the one hand and doing something to get the general economy going on the other?
Well, I think what we've got to understand, Ombu, is that the message from Moody's today was you're still on serious notice that certain things have to be put right. Otherwise, we may have to change our mind about you. But nonetheless, for me, in this darker cloud that we have around our economy, we saw also today that the manufacturing output figures were not good for July. So we're still in a low growth trap, as you've indicated.
Yes.
But for me, the silver lining in this dark cloud is, of course, this growth plan from the National Treasury, which seeks to, as I put it, weaponize the National Development Plan in a way that says we can break out of the growth trap and we can avoid falling into a debt trap. And I think the issue now is to send out a message that we will be able to start implementing instead of arguing about what is in that growth plan, that we will seek to build consensus around that plan and, above all, implement it. Because one of the points made by Moody's today, they still don't see a clear path ahead. They still have some doubts as to whether we are translating what we are saying into action. And so I think the issue here is we have to build bridges and not dig any ditches. We've got to build some consensus. And above all, we need the leadership that will say we are going to take some of the major elements of the National Treasury Plan and implement them in a way that will bring us better news about this economy, that the markets and investors will respond positively, and above all, that people out there will feel there's a hope of being able to turn this economy around, having job-rich growth in a way that will realize some of the modest targets, and I must emphasize how modest they are, in the National Treasury Plan. But if we have to make a start, and the important thing now is to walk the talk. I think that's really the bottom line, which most people are now agreed upon.
Yeah, what I enjoy about our discussions, Professor, is that you're always fairly consistent on that one, implementation. Well, let's hope indeed that we do see implementation sooner rather than later. Professor Parsons, thanks very much for your time. That was Professor Raymond Parsons. He's from the Northwest University Business School.